This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports, probably the best baseball writer in the country. He's plugged in. He's going to tell us who the Nats' next manager is going to be. Should they be on the Joe Girardi train?
Yes.
Right now, Dave Martinez is the favorite, according to Ken Rosenthal. They're interviewing John Farrell today. Passan joins us in 12 minutes. Got two things I want to cover with you this segment. Do you want to start with something that's going to take place on flights, or do you want to start with the comments by an owner that are getting national headlines?
Let's do that one first and do the flights thing second, because I think the flights thing might be more fun.
Okay, it's way more fun. Texans owner Bob McNair, who was once called by Bruce Allen Bob very loudly when he said, "Hey, Bob," and he gave us the great soundbite that we still play to this day that's become an important part of the show.
Hey, Bob.
That's Bob McNair he's referring to there.
That's Bob McNair.
Well,
that's the Bob.
Seth Wickersham is a writer at ESPN.com. He wrote a really detailed story on the meetings that owners have had behind the scenes on players taking a knee during the anthem. And what he uncovered and unearthed was that there are some cringeworthy things said in some of these meetings. Dan Snyder, by the way, at one point apparently threw out the number that 96% of Americans aren't happy that people are taking a knee.
He just said a number.
Which seems like not the correct number, if you ask me.
Who knows?
Probably made up a little bit. But the comment that is getting the most traction that has had to be apologized for since by Bob McNair.
Which he did, by the way.
Owner of the Houston Texans. And that's my point. He apologized. And I'll read his statement in a second. He said, quote, "We can't have the inmates running the prison," end quote. That was the comment that he made that was quoted by Wickersham in his story. McNair said, "I regret that I used that expression. I never meant to offend anyone, and I was not referring to our players. I used a figure of speech that was never intended to be taken literally. I would never characterize our players or our league that way, and I apologize to anyone who was offended by it." For the record, in the piece by Wickersham, he goes on to say that Troy Vincent, after the owners were done talking, who was on behalf of the league and on the meetings, a former player himself, said that in all of his years playing in the NFL, during which he said he'd been called a lot of different things that weren't pleasant, he never thought of himself as an inmate, and he told McNair that he was very upset with his terminology that he used. McNair pulled Vincent aside and apologized, saying he felt horrible and his words were not meant to be taken literally. Unpopular opinion here, he used a saying that 5 years ago no one would have thought about twice. No one would have thought for 3 seconds. I have used that saying, by the way, "You can't let the inmates run the asylum," 150 times in my life.
Yeah,
reference to the NFL, but in reference to just various things. Like if CK caved on something that you and I did on this show, I would say the inmates are running the asylum. It's just something that I say. I guess because it's an old white owner talking about young, mostly African-American players, the racial undertones are what have people very upset, which I can understand that if you are offended by this. But I just want that known. Clearly, he doesn't think that the league is a prison, and clearly he doesn't think that those players are inmates. And so I am not offended by this, but a lot of people are.
Yeah, when you use an analogy, people love to do. So you're calling me an inmate? No, that's not what happened at all. It's a poor choice of words given the subject matter, where you're basically talking about folks expressing their right to protest, and you're basically, McNair's perspective, by the way, throughout this piece, and by the way, it's a must-read account. It's brilliant. It's great reporting, which is what Seth Wickersham does. Remember, he's the guy that wrote the Scott McLuhan story that got Dan Snyder frothing at the mouth. When you use the analogy, you're simply using an analogy. It's like this. This is an example of something that's like that. So this is a case of something that would be untenable for us. We are the owners, and we're basically trying to set a policy here, and we're letting our employees set a policy.
Now, but the term owner, it bothers people to some extent, too.
Right, they own the football team.
There's already, though, this belief that these owners, for the most part, don't care about their players and view them as just interchangeable pieces and there's no relationship. I'm sure he's very close with several of the players on that team. I'm also sure that a lot of the players on that team are very upset about this.
Sure, and there are a lot of markets where it doesn't matter. There are a lot of markets where the fan base is locally. Think about where Texas is. Think about where Houston is. That probably are really passionate about this. There's a lot of connections here. There's a lot of active duty military, a lot of Defense Department stuff where there may be more passion. Whereas in San Francisco, they're probably like, let's all kneel. I mean, who knows? You know, it's different markets, different places. That's why it's such a complicated issue. And the results of it are the owners don't know what to do. The players want to be heard. The owners are hearing them, but that's not enough. So nobody leaves happy with these meetings. They all thought this was going to get solved, and it didn't get solved. It just began a dialogue.
Well, they're also trying to solve a problem that can't be solved in football.
It's unsolvable.
This is not a solvable issue in the country with a wand overnight,
right,
let alone for the National Football League's owners and players to come together and get something that makes everybody happy.
And so McNair's point, whether you agree or not, is basically, hey, we're the owners. We set policy in this league about everything.
Right.
Let's set the policy.
Now, you should have just set it that way.
Right.
But, again, this is the kind of the politically correct nature now of this is an analogy that has been around a while. And if taken literally, yes, what he said is wrong. It's incorrect. That is a bad thing to say.
He said, our players are inmates,
yes,
and we are the prison guards and the wardens.
Correct.
They don't have a
then
say.
Then I would say, you're okay, an offensive jerk, and that's pretty racially insensitive.
Yeah.
Or not even racially insensitive, but that is an ignorant comment, and it's insensitive.
Right.
Otherwise, I can't work up much of a lather because I think he just used an analogy that didn't go over well because of the climate. The other thing I want to hit on really quick, though, Danny. Southwest Airlines is adding live concerts to in-flight amenities. I'm going to read from thecurrent.org here. Southwest Airlines has finalized an agreement with Warner Music Nashville to expand that airline's series of pop-up in-air concerts. Southwest has been hosting in-air shows occasionally since 2011, which I didn't know. Billboard reports that the series has only grown in popularity over the last 6 years as Southwest passengers hope that their flight will be one of the lucky ones to feature a sure-to-go-viral performance. So basically, you could just be sitting on a plane and someone starts playing music. I don't think these are stars that start playing music. I think this is just like someone they hire to perform as if he's outside of a restaurant in Nashville.
Do I have to clap when it's over?
I just want to sleep? When I'm on a plane, all I want to do is not hear a single sound from anybody. And I want to land as quickly as possible with the least amount of turbulence possible and maybe watch a movie if you give me that option or TV with earbuds in. I just want to sleep.
Here's the concert I want. It's the No Screaming Toddler concert. Give me that. Present that as an option. I'd like to pay a premium, please, to guarantee there are no small children on my flight screaming
and make
noise.
I want to bounce this off you.
Give me that.
So, you don't know this guy, so I can tell you this story. Buddy of mine at XM, who I worked with at the LCS.
Okay.
He was with me traveling around and hit me and him and Jim Bowden at the League Championship Series. He has a baby that is, I think his baby is 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife want to go on a vacation at the end of the baseball season. Okay?
Okay.
So they have been looking around the country at different destinations where they think it'd be cool, somewhere they haven't been for a few days. Okay? Following me?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to San Antonio, Texas.
Irresponsible.
Wait for it.
Irresponsible.
Gets worse. They're going to San Antonio. They're taking their soon-to-be 4-month-old baby to San Antonio with them on this flight. That's, what, 2.5 hours, 3 hours probably?
At least, yeah.
I would say it's a 3-hour flight.
I feel like it is.
His idea, which I have adamantly told him not to do. And he's not doing it to be funny. He's not doing this to, like, make light of this. He's doing this because he thinks it would be, quote, considerate because he feels bad about it. His idea is that he and his wife will stand at the gate when people board the little tunnel walkway down to the plane,
mm-hmm,
and hand out earbuds to every single person, like the little foam ear things you can get at CVS.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, hey, we're bringing our baby. Sorry, here's some things to plug in your ears. If he handed me those, I'd hate the guy more than if he'd never acknowledged it.
No, I appreciate the gesture.
Think it's a nice thing?
Well, because you're acknowledging that you're inconveniencing everybody. It doesn't take away the fact that you're inconveniencing everybody, but at least it's an acknowledgement, which is a big step for me.
Don't you think somebody will incorrectly take it as in jest that, get over it, it's just a baby? Because I think people will take that gesture as, this guy doesn't care at all. I think they're going to take it cynically in this very cynical world we live in.
Oh, yeah. Well, because the thing is, he's still getting on the plane with the baby,
right,
which is irresponsible. My child will not travel because he cannot be controlled. He's not under control, and that's why I will not subject other people who are just trying to travel in this miserable tin box without any legroom and extra charge for baggage and annoying side passengers and everything else, right? And the seating conundrums and first come, first serve, and that delay when you get on the plane and you're trying to get off the plane and nobody can get their overhead bag out quickly and nobody hurries the bleep up. I will not subject anybody where travel is already so miserable to an extra layer of misery because of an out-of-control child. No one should travel with children. Stop doing it.
You haven't. He's going to make up for it in month number three.
Yeah, good for him, I suppose.
Jeff Passan on the Nats managerial search next. One of the great baseball writers in the country on where the Nats go to fill their vacancy. We're Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.